Hi there, this is Dave Wilson from Ramsey Road Baptist Church in beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We are glad that you've received this most important Bible message that answers the question, from Idaho to eternity, where does your road end? Every one of us one day will leave this earth for our respective place in eternity. I invite you to sit back and listen as our pastor, Kurt Kroll, explains from the Word of God how to get to heaven from Idaho. Pastor Kurt.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking your valuable time to listen to this message. Just by the mere fact that you're listening to this CD shows your intent and concern to know more about your eternal destiny. Let me begin by asking you a question. Have you ever taken a road trip to somewhere that you've never been before? Then you can certainly understand and appreciate the value of a good road map. Today, with the advent of GPS, the computer, and all the programs we can access on the internet, it's pretty easy to plug in your origin and destination points and instantly come up with directions for your trip. If you've used one of these programs, then you know that you have several options. If you're in a hurry, then you can choose the route that's designated as the shortest time. If it's a leisurely trip, you might choose the route with the shortest distance, but you may have to take some secondary highways. Or if you're looking to do some sightseeing along the way, you can always take the scenic route. Regardless of the one you take, if you follow the map, eventually you'll get from point A to point B. Many people through time have tried to apply this very same thinking in mapping out their way to heaven. People have said forever, "Oh, I just believe there are many roads to heaven and it doesn't really matter which one you choose so long as you're sincere and follow the road you take." Of course, this sounds all well and good and it does work as long as you're taking a trip on this planet. But when it comes to going from Idaho to eternity, the most important trip you'll ever take, according to the Bible, there's only one road, one path, and one way that will get you to heaven. For centuries, men and their religions have muddied the waters when it comes to helping us find these most important directions in life. Men have presented many ideas about going from earth to eternity, and they'll point you in more directions than a compass. But their ways are all futile and vain because in one way or another, they're based upon human effort or human merit. Some would have you to try to reform, change your ways, turn over a new leaf, and live a better life. Others might suggest some religious exercise and tell you to keep the Ten Commandments or maybe the Golden Rule. Some might recommend that you go through certain church rituals and maybe even become a member of their church. But again, according to God's Word, these will only lead you to a dead end. On the other hand, rather than presenting us with several roads or options to choose from and hope we arrive in eternity at the pearly gates, God simplified matters in such a way so that even a child can understand it. When you choose God's road, He will assure you of having made the right choice. In the Gospel of John, God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, said these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you're looking to find your way from Idaho to heaven, then Jesus Christ is the route for you. Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You might be thinking, "Well, Pastor, that's pretty exclusive," and I'd have to reply, "Yes, it is," but you know what? That's what makes it simple and accessible. When Jesus says no man, that includes me, that includes you, and that includes all who would live on this earth. No man comes to the Father, no one goes to heaven except through Jesus Christ. In Acts 4:12, we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." No other way, no other name gets you to heaven. Why is that? Well, it's because of who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ alone did for mankind. Whether we realize it or not, or whether we'll admit it or not, there's only one thing that's keeping us from gaining access to heaven when we enter eternity. It's the same thing that's been plaguing mankind since time began, and it's what the Bible calls sin. Even without the Bible, if we're honest, we know that we've sinned against God. Somewhere along the line, we know we've not told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We know we've all taken something that's not belonged to us, even if we just borrowed an answer on a simple test. I bet there's even some of us who have not respected our parents like we should have while growing up. And I'm sure if we really get honest, we'd all have to admit we've all loved something or someone more than we've loved God. Now, whether you may have done all of these things, or maybe just one of these things, God sees us all the same way. You see, what these are violations of God's laws. And God says if we've broken His law in one point, then we've broken it in all the points. So God simply sums it up and describes us all in Romans 3:23 by saying that we've sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us have kept all the rules, none of us have towed the line, and none of us have batted a thousand at this thing called life. But every one of us at one point or time has sinned and failed to live up to God's standard. And because of that, God's word says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Because we've all sinned and we've all come short, we all owe a wage. And that wage is pretty high. That wage is death. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that every one of us is going to die. But why do we die? Again, it's because of what the Bible says. It's because of sin. But this death talked about here is more than just the absence of physical life. It's talking about a death with far greater ramifications that eventually and ultimately separates us from God for eternity in an awful place that the Bible calls the lake of fire. Remember before when I said Jesus is the exclusive way that assures us of our eternal destiny in heaven because of who he is and what he did? Well, just who was Jesus Christ and just what did he do? Jesus Christ was none other than God himself in a human body. And by coming to this earth and doing what he did, he made it possible to extend the offer of the free gift of eternal life to all who will receive it. In Romans 6:23, God tells us the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans 5:8, we're told how this all came about and God's motive behind it. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God showed us his love for us in this most unusual and remarkable way. God, in the form of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, took your place in mine on the cross where we should have died, and he suffered in our place a most hideous death. And when did he do all this? Just like the verse said, while we were yet sinners. My friend, what God did for us is what no religion, no philosophy, no church, no science or ideal could ever do, and that's provide the only way into his heaven for eternity. All we have to do is choose his way. The Bible goes on to say that if we'll just admit to God that we've sinned against him, if we're willing to repent of our sin and put our faith and trust in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by calling on him to save us, God will give to us eternal life. There's a great promise found in Romans 10:13. It says this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now here's the great thing about this. If we do this with all sincerity, not only will God take away our sin and give us a home in heaven, but he'll also assure us that we've chosen the right road. In 1 John 5:13, we read, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Jesus himself assures us in John 6:37 by saying this, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." If we come to God on his terms, if we choose the Lord Jesus Christ as the one and only way into heaven, we have God's word on it that he will never in any way, shape, or form cast us out. So, my friend, I must ask you, from Idaho to eternity, where does your road end? If you've already chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only way to heaven, I rejoice with you in our common salvation. But if you've never chosen the Lord Jesus Christ, I strongly urge you to consider him today before it's too late.
Well, my friend, there you have it. How to get to heaven from Idaho. I sincerely hope this brief but important message has been a blessing to you. Just as Pastor Kurt said, if you've never chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only way to heaven and would like to, we'd like to help you right now. All you need to do is simply admit to God that you've sinned against him. Turn from your sin, which the Bible calls repentance, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you and give you eternal life. As the Bible says, if you call on him from a sincere heart, he'll take you right where you are and put you on the right path to heaven. If that's something you'd like to do now, I'm going to pray a simple prayer and ask that you pray with me from your heart. Lord, I know I'm a sinner and that I am in need of forgiveness. I believe because of your death on the cross and your resurrection that you are the only way to heaven. I am turning from my sin and I am asking you to forgive me. I'm trusting you now with all my heart to be my Lord and Savior and to give me eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and putting me on the right road to heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, congratulations. You are now a member of God's family, and we're excited for you. If you'd like more information about your life-changing decision, please contact us. You can reach us by email at admin@ramseyroadbaptist.org. That's admin, A-D-M-I-N, at ramseyroadbaptist.org, or by dialing area code 208-76-BIBLE. That's 208-762-4253. You can also learn more about our ministry at www.ramseyroadbaptist.org. Thank you again for listening, and may God bless you richly.